Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by an amazing student of the chiropractic program, Ms. Christian Mitchell.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Christian, let's get straight to it.
Okay.
All right. You are a student in the chiropractic program. Where are you at right now?
I am in sixth quarter.
Nice.
Yes. It's wonderful because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm enjoying the experience. But each quarter is a different struggle to overcome the mental fatigue and mm-hmm. keep going. But I'm loving it.
Good, good. Sixth quarter is right in the midst of almost halfway through the program and a lot of beautiful, important information from clinical to theoretical and the art piece of it. So all three pillars of chiropractic just coming into you. So you know what? Your skin is glowing. You look good, girl. Just keep doing whatever it is that you're doing because it's working.
Thank you.
Which means also that I'm going to be having you next quarter. I'm really excited for that. I get to teach at, we'll see you at the CEC Hop. So student clinic, quarter seven, pre-clinic class. We'll get to work and just do some fun stuff and learn a little bit more about the system. Really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah. We get to meet this way. Look at that.
I know.
So tell me a little bit about why chiropractic.
All right. So I knew as a young child that I wanted to go into the health profession. Mm-hmm. It wasn't chiropractic at first. It was my pediatrician. She inspired me. She just, I don't know. When I got into that doctor's office, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So of course, I went down that path mm-hmm. and it didn't work out. And obviously it's because that's not where I'm very spiritual. So I'm going to say God led me. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to people who were chiropractors. One in particular is my good friend of my dad. And he kept trying to get my brother into it mm-hmm. and it ended up me going into it. But when I was talking to him about it, he was like pretty much his whole ideas and beliefs align with mine. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I did because mm-hmm. I love that the patient is first in this profession mm-hmm. and how we rely mostly on the body to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just really spoke with me because seeing my parents on prescription and taking pills, it's just like, okay, it's got to be a better way. We should not be years of taking pills, you know? Mm-hmm. So to hear about this, trying to not go down that road if you don't have to.
Yeah.
I love that. And I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. So I applied and I got in and here I am sitting here today.
That's awesome. And why Life University?
Well, you know, I kept hearing that it was the best mm-hmm. and I'm also from Georgia. So I was like, well, why not go to the best? I'm here. It's home. Mm-hmm. So I tried it.
We don't get to meet a lot of people from Georgia. So every time that I do, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a treasure. That's awesome. So you are just in your backyard.
Yes, I'm pretty much in my backyard. I'm from College Park.
Nice. That's so awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your engagement in the school, because I hear that you are part of different organizations as well as orientation and things of that nature. Talk to me about the organizations that you're part of right now.
So I'm currently sitting as the president of Voices of Life.
Okay.
I know. And I'm also an orientation leader. Mm-hmm. I knew before I even came to this school, of course, I know I always wanted to go into the health profession, like I told you, because I seem to have a servant's heart too, but I also wanted an outlet that I loved doing, and that was singing. And mm-hmm. so I saw it on the page and I was like, I gotta find Voices of Life. And so I got into it, which I'm happy because it calms me and I love it. Music has always been a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. I also play the piano, like that's just my thing.
Yeah.
But also just to, you know, be immersed in the spirit and to feel free and just give God another way to praise him for allowing me to even be here and to just sing his praises. It always calms me. We actually have like a cute little family, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, we're singing at the basketball game tomorrow, the national anthem. So come check us out, as well as we're having a Black History program next Thursday.
Yeah.
In Socrates at 7.
Nice.
So yes, come check us out.
That's awesome. We'll definitely be around. Absolutely.
And then with orientation, I just always thought, you know, my first quarter, it was like, oh God, I'm here. Now I'm here. Like, this is real. And so to meet people and let them know, hey, if I can make it through it, you can make it through it. Encourage them, let them know it will be it's not going to be always easy,
right?
But it's worth it. Just yeah. put in the work. And I'd rather get them when they first come in the door mm-hmm. to let them know and to give them that ease of comfort. So
that's awesome. And this is all volunteer work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you get paid to do orientation nice. Leader, but the Voices of Life is
it's volunteer. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So talk to me about where do you see as president of Voices of Life? Where do you see Voices of Life going? And how can someone just get involved?
Oh my gosh, I would really love for it to just really be big right now. Oh my gosh. it was kind of disheartening when a lot of people was like, we have a choir? And I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. So now that it's starting to get out there, yeah. I'm happy, but I would really love to where it's like, okay, we have a choir. Let's use it. They are using us now to sing the national anthem for every graduation now, too,
yeah.
except summer. Uh-huh. We said not summer because a lot of us are going to be gone, but we are the yeah. officials. So I'm like, I'm glad we're getting out there. But just to keep doing big things. So like mm-hmm. people know mm-hmm. we have a choir. And if you want to sing, come join. I just want it to be something big.
Yeah.
No more people like, we have a choir.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do. And you should hear us out.
Right.
And do you have like a process of like application or audition or anything like
no,
that?
No, you just come find us at club day, or you can just come find me, you mm-hmm. know, and I will be glad to tell y'all when to come. We meet mm-hmm. Every Thursday in Seagus 104 mm-hmm. at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So yes, if you want to sing, come
That's
sing.
Awesome. We might just be hanging out on Seagus every Thursday at 7 p.m., whether you sing or not, just to listen in.
Yes, we love that too.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. And talk to me about your plans, if you have any so far after graduation.
Well, my plans at first was to start off as an associate, possibly mm-hmm. because I wanted to really see all the ins and out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to come out work, starting my practice, but I don't know all the business aspects of everything. Right. Yet. Mm-hmm. Yet. And I would love to learn that. Mm-hmm. The person I told you that my father's friend, he actually offered me a job if I wanted. So mm-hmm. I do have that opportunity in Florida. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. I may even think about going into getting a master's or a bachelor's in business to kind of get some knowledge that way too to help
Absolutely.
Me. So those are my plans.
That's awesome. You're making moves.
I'm trying, doing my part, but I'm letting God lead me all the way because I found out when I tell him my plans, he's like, yep, that's not mine.
So, next page.
Right.
That was a cute idea.
Right.
I'm gonna move from that.
Yes.
talk to me a little bit about you've six quarters already into it. What has been your highlight academically? And what are some, I guess, advice that you would have for a student that might be struggling a little bit into the adapting into like a quarter system or just the load of it?
Okay. What has been my highlight? You know what? I don't know what my highlight has been. I mm-hmm. loved a lot of classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell somebody that who still is trying to adapt, we all are. each quarter, you're going to have to keep changing your system. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been finding. But don't give up, like, because, you know, each quarter is different. You're waking up either earlier or later. You either have more classes in the day or less.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to work out any other extracurricular activities you have, like clubs or mm-hmm. working, as well as figuring out hours to get to yourself. And highlight for me is just a lot of times taking time out to be with my friends. And our thing is, we're not talking about school today. We're going off campus. We're going to have a nice lunch or we're going to do a nice game. We are not talking about school because a lot of times it gets overwhelming because mm-hmm. everything is school, 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 study, study, study.
Yeah.
And I love my school, but I don't want it to be my whole life.
Right, right. So it sounds like being adaptable.
Yes.
Right. Throughout quarter to quarter, day to day, hour by hour, yes. quite honestly. And it also sounds like filling up your cup. It's really
yes.
important as well. That's awesome. Well, yep. congratulations on that. I'm really excited for everything that you're doing. Really excited where you're going. Stay open to all the possibilities of life. Cause like you said, God sometimes have other plans
right.
and you just walk into those and you're like, wow, I never thought it could be this amazing.
Right.
Right. So congratulations. I'm really excited to be working with you next quarter, starting
I'm
next
excited.
Quarter. We're going to have so much fun in clinic. Clinic can be very, very fun. I promise. It's also when you start seeing patients. So that's what we came here to do.
Right. Right.
Well, good luck. Good luck on midterms. I know you're in the midst of it. So thank you for taking some time from studying to be here. Good luck on everything that you do. And I hope to see you around campus.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys on the next episode of Living Life at Lifeview.
Bye. Bye.